going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Brought to you by Aquarius Home Services. Here's WCCO-TV Chief Meteorologist Chris Schaefer with the forecast.
After our morning rain, it will be quiet for several hours before the next round hits. That's the one with big concern. It will be warm with a high in the 70s. It will be noticeably humid. The wind is going to pick up from the south, and we expect individual thunderstorms to fire up this afternoon. They could produce large hail and possibly damaging tornadoes. There'll also be a line of storms that comes through later in the evening that could produce some wind damage. Make sure you stay tuned to WCCO for updates on this storm system. Things do move out tonight, decreasing clouds tomorrow with a high of 60.
All right, thanks, Chris. Again, Chris Schaefer will be joining Chad live at 1:30 with the latest on this storm. Right now we have cloudy skies and 63 degrees at News Talk 830 WCCO.
We're going to talk Trump and polls, but I want to read a few more of the texts we received on homeschooling. We had a good guest and then good calls, but a lot of texts, people chiming in on homeschooling with the numbers rising dramatically, not just from the pandemic, but even since the 22-23 year, up just short of 20%. Among the texts coming in, sad these kids don't experience bullying, fashion pressure, drills, and lockdown practice, and the possibility they may have to give up their cell phones for an hour. Sad. I think this person might just be a backer of homeschooling. Just a hunch I've got.
I wasn't catching that. I thought that was completely serious.
Mm-hmm.
No tongues in any cheeks.
No. 651-461-9226. If your tongue could be in anybody's cheek. What do you got? 651. My daughter moved my granddaughter out of public school because of all the disruption in class and fighting going on. She now pays almost $16,000 a year to send her daughter to a private school. People need to teach their children to be more considerate, polite, and you can hardly find that in public schools anymore, especially middle schools. Try everyday life because it's a problem for adults also. I'm not diminishing how important that is for elementary, middle school, and high school kids because it can have an effect on the rest. But there's just more louts, I think, now than ever and empowered just to be jerks and jackasses.
I don't know if there's more, but we certainly are more attuned to it.
We have all those platforms, but I think you have an entitlement from individuals to be that way and feel like they can get away with it. Homeschooling, more text here, should have the same financial benefit as public schools, like compensation for free lunches, breakfast, etc. But the teachers union is pushing back. Teacher here, texter, I have homeschooled students who chose to come to my public middle school for music every year. I find they're kind, considerate. They take instruction well and work hard. They are, however, consistently uncomfortable in a large class setting, even though my other students are kind and welcoming to them. The homeschool students do struggle with peer interactions and adherence to a school schedule. It makes me worry about them and the work environment in the future. That is a fair consideration, Dave. I get where people are going to say, You know, we can emphasize, we can follow up. The disruptions are not there. If we want more faith-based, whatever faith it might be, we can dictate that. But the social interactions, acknowledging that there are some louts as kids, but the social interactions, I think those matter a lot also.
I agree. And I think a lot of homeschool parents, though, would probably say, look, we find different ways to give that to our kids. We have them, you know, involved in sports or other, you know, music activities, whatever it might be, to give them that social interaction that's, you know, still there. It's just different from being around 20 or 30 kids all day in a classroom.
Couple last ones. I would have been better educated, more prepared for my college experience, sitting in a concrete room and no windows, asking me still and quiet and expecting to learn one specific way for all the kids in the classroom is not education, it's memorization. Last one. Something was mentioned about different schools of thoughts being introduced to school. It is important to be exposed to different thoughts and ideas of others. It's through those conversations with many others that we each develop our own thoughts and beliefs, and also we learn how to accept differences. That is not the case with all homeschool children. That's another valid point, right? To have that different interactions, those different ideas.
Mm-hmm. And just be around kids from different backgrounds.
Yes. Even disruption is probably too strong because I'm not going to condone disruptions. But the unexpected, again, the safe unexpected, I think also it's good for kids to be exposed to that. I'm not talking violence and I'm not talking bullying. But going back to the pastor made a lot of good points. You need to figure out what suits your child best. And that isn't just accelerating their positive, though, Dave. Because I think we can do that a lot for love, but for true parenting and disciplining, we can't hide our kids from the areas where they're uncomfortable and they struggle in it and just say, well, they'll get to it eventually. I get when they're very young, but at some point, and everybody's got to judge the circumstances. If you're not aiding them, if you're not providing information, or not just saying it's now time for you to meet this challenge in a myriad of ways, and you're just going to put that off to the side, then I think that's a major mistake.
Yeah, and as we heard from Pastor Luke, you know, obviously every family is different. You don't have to just look out for what's best for your child. You also have to look out what's best for you. And figure out what your skill set is at as a parent. You know, you may desperately want to homeschool your kid, but if you can look in the mirror and say, I would be a terrible teacher. I can't handle this. This just isn't part of my skill set. I don't have the patience or whatever it is to go through this.
Will the kids reach the standards?
Yeah.
Where they should.
And you might not know until you try.
Some do that, right?
Yes.
Many do that, right? All right, let's just jump into the Donald Trump polling debate because no surprise, any president, whether it was Harris or Trump, you were going to have polling after 100 days. This has been going on forever. And let's be clear, the polls are a disaster. They're atrocious for Donald Trump. Now, a comeback from Trump supporters might be this. Guess what? Donald Trump, for whatever reason, underpolls consistently. In 16, although if you really look at the polling, and you look at the consensus polling, 2-3 days before the election, I think Hillary had about a 2-point lead. Didn't have her losing, but it wasn't 7-8-9 as it was earlier in the summer, right? In 20, had Biden with a big lead, right? And by the way, Biden won decisively. With Trump and Harris, it was pretty much a pick'em race for a while, right? You know, I guess I should phrase it this way. Let's just circle back a little bit. Because of Biden's feeble behavior that some of us spotted for years, others later, and it was highlighted in the debate performance, but if you were shocked by the debate performance, you were sticking your head in the sand. That's when Trump just skyrocketed. Then Harris comes in. Harris has a very good convention, and Harris has the decisive lead. Remember, Trump had a bad debate. just had a bad debate. And you thought, okay. And then guess what? She was hiding. Her interviews were not going well. And Trump was doing a brilliant job of labeling Democrats woke and immigration and the economy. And where is she? And there was all sorts of uncertainty on the day of the election. And I know the plurality of voters wasn't enormous, but guess where it was enormous? There were seven states which were going to decide the election. And Donald Trump didn't win one. He didn't win two. He didn't win three. Didn't win four. Didn't win five. Didn't win six. He won all seven. That's a butt kicking. That's a decisive win. And again, it's not about the popular vote. It's about the Electoral College. And just like Joe Biden kicked his butt in 20, Trump did the same to Harris. But these numbers are a disaster. Lowest approval numbers in the ABC News poll since 80 years. Your guy, the buck stops with me, Harry Truman.
I once did a book report on Harry S.
Did
Truman.
You?
Yes.
Yeah. What kind of grade did we get?
I did very well.
Very well? Did you give yourself the grade? You were like Dave schooling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Nice. 1945. We go back to polling on this. Disastrous. 39% approve of his handling. I can give you the CNN poll, which is terrible also, a little better. I can give you the AP poll. Right near the CNN poll. Terrible. So, if you can't stand Trump, are you celebrating? If you're a Donald Trump supporter, what do you say? Are you just going to say, polls don't matter? They don't matter. Now, that's what Trump says a lot. But we all know that when he gets favorable polling, he cites them on a regular basis. So Donald Trump is, I know this will shock you, Donald Trump is not consistent. When they're great, oh, he'll tweet about them endlessly. When they're not great, they're fake. And it's just a fact that in some of these elections, 16 and 24, the actual voters compared to a fair amount of the polling, he has fared better. But what's better in the ABC News poll? Instead of 39% approval, he's at what, 42, 43? That's still awful. And for the folks who say he's doing what he said he would do, sounds good, but you need nuance. By the way, over and over again, I heard how gas prices are down. No, they're not. Go to Patrick DeHaan, Gas Buddy. Okay, friggin' guest of this show. He's a definitive guy. Gas prices are not down. When he's talking about $1.98, there's...
So, in a couple states.
Couple states. They have not been identified yet in our country's history, but in a couple states.
They're there.
Nope. They're about the same. So gas prices haven't jumped. They haven't dropped. They're pretty much the same. On pricing. Now, most of us were saying this was ludicrous, but he told us day after day after day on the campaign, Dave, prices are going to drop. Boom, day one. Now prices are up.
Now that then when they told him about eggs, it wasn't until they got to the White House they learned about eggs.
Yeah, egg prices still very high. Better, and you want to know why? Because they've made some changes, credit, but also the virus has slowed down. Tariffs, yeah, he talked about tariffs. He had tariffs. People were expecting the tariffs of the first campaign. Not craziness, not made up numbers, not every day. You have no idea what's happening.
Yeah, it was the back and forth. They're on, they're off, they're on, they're off. You guys get a tariff, you guys don't.
Yeah. And by the way, we're what? Are we 20 days into this 90-day pass? Are we 30? How far are we into the 90 days? We have not had a single deal announced. He says 200 deals. We got 200 deals. If we had 200 deals, he would have announced.
Well, they're all calling.
Yeah. Sure.
What are we up to on China? 1,800% tariff, if I know?
Yeah, it's infinity. China, by the way, refuting Trump multiple times, saying there's been no dialogue. When Trump's saying there's dialogue. I mean, who do I believe? The Chinese government or Donald Trump? Okay.
Maybe Don's been taking that Shadur Sanders type prank call.
Donald taking credit for Shadur, too. On immigration, yes, on the border, dramatic, immensely better than Joe Biden, but also giving the middle finger to courts. So in the concept, yes, but in the specifics, no. What is your immediate reaction to the President of the United States who makes news 37 hours a day? 37 hours a day, Donald Trump makes news. What is your reaction when you see the polls, and how concerning is it to the totality of his presidency? Because there are presidents who start incredibly strong and then plummet. By the time it's midterms, they're a disaster. There can be the opposite. What do you want to say about these polling numbers? You want to give a word? You want to give some thoughts? We had a couple excellent calls in the last hour. If you want to text, you can. 651-461-9226. Or both the text and call numbers are the same. 651-461-9226.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, we're talking about Trump polls. Do they matter? We can do the whole snapshot in time. I get it. And I get it where some might say, well, one poll is an outlier. It's poll after poll after poll here. Okay. And as I mentioned before, in elections, even in 20 when he lost, he did better than the polls. It is an interesting phenomenon with the guy. But as I said, okay, so he goes from, what, 39% to 42%? That's still really low. And he never ran and said this, Dave. On your pricing, when I step in, I think we need such a dramatic change that the nation is going to go through some level of pain. By the way, we still have no idea when that pain will end. And again, I hope it works out brilliantly. I hope he proves me wrong. I hope he's the greatest president we ever have. I want this country to flourish and succeed. But no, he said he could solve the Ukraine war in a day. Prices would go down in a day.
In jest.
He now says the pricing comment was in jest. Now, before we get your text, how about the photo of Trump and Zelensky? What would you say? 6 inches from each other?
They were very close at the Vatican.
Chair to chair after Trump kind of blew off Emmanuel. Get out of here, Macron. It's just going to be the two of us. And they both said very positive things. And Trump called out Vladimir with a little more force, saying maybe he's playing me. And maybe he doesn't want to end the war. Okay, Donald, put some sanctions in then. I like hearing that, but show some teeth behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Show some teeth. Now, today, we have the proposal of a 3-day unilateral ceasefire. Last time we had that was on Easter, and that lasted 5 minutes?
Did it last five?
Maybe not. All right, let's get to some of your text here. I was skeptical of polls in the election. They ended up being pretty accurate. No, they didn't. Donald Trump still fared better than most polls. How many polls had Donald Trump winning the plurality in the 2024 election?
Didn't see many.
Very, very few. The black suit situation, he should have wore a black suit, right? But then everybody said they were told black suit and black tie. Biden wore a black suit and blue tie.
Yes.
Right.
Others wore blue suits.
Yeah.
But when the Vatican says this is what we'd like you to wear the dang suit.
I agree. I can think of like 5,000 other things that bother me more, but it's just, if you go in there for respect and it's the Pope's funeral, it shouldn't be that difficult to just wear a black suit, black tie. But he thinks he's going to set his rules. His polls never drop below 40%. Nothing will change until it gets under that number. Well, hello. I just told you. It's 39%. Guess what? It's under. Chad, we elected a lying, self-centered, criminalist president. His first 100 days in office have been absolute chaos, which has negatively impacted most U.S. citizens. And Trump's words and behaviors have been an embarrassment around the world to our former allies. I don't think this is a supporter. Don't think so. Chad, as a Republican voter, I'm not shocked at all about the poll numbers. Immigration might be better, but the approach is horrific. From Doge to consumer prices to taking over Canada, Greenland, to the crazy tariff strategy, it's daily chaos and stupidity. We're now an international laughingstock. I think what people want a little bit more, Dave, is a plan. Is, you know, when you're basically saying we're going to respect the courts as long as the courts agree with us. If Joe Biden, the last 4 years, would have been dismissing lower courts and said, I'm not going to pay attention to them. I'm only going to kind of sort of pay attention to the Supreme Court. And by the way, Trump keeps saying that 9-0 verdict went its way. No, it was the opposite. If Biden was just saying I'm dismissing or Obama or Clinton, first of all, the show would have called them out every time. You can't just dismiss the courts. By the way, I criticized the judge who was leading the individual out of the court and lying. Let's make sure that is precisely what happened, because even I listened to some conservatives over the weekend who had read the brief and questioned a little bit. You cannot pick and choose which ruling you're going to okay. You can't.
You shouldn't.
You can't say you believe in our justice system as long as it's on our team.
You shouldn't. Trump is testing whether you can't.
Yeah. Just like there are fake media, there are also fake polls. So, again, I get the Trump supporters believe that. But then why does Trump cite them when they're in his favor? Because he does that often.
Well, those are the real ones.
Those are the real ones. It's amazing how we can just keep talking about this clown like everything's normal and his cult isn't brainwashed. Biden did disregard the courts, particularly the Supreme Court on student loans. To some level, he did, but not to this level. And there are many ways where Biden was stopped from how far he went, how far he wanted to go with loans. So let's put that in perspective. The only poll that matters is Election Day. If you don't like what he's doing, you should have voted on Election Day. If you voted for third party, you helped give the election Trump. So, in other words, you just have to sit here and have no opinion for the next 4 years. Get out of here. That's absurd. All right. What are we in for? Is it as serious as we've been hearing for 2 days with all these warnings? Our guy, Chris Schaefer, on the weather, next on CCO.